Simon Peter, who was following, now came up, went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw, and he believed.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Ourselves both these happenings in caves, and both of them have people summoned to visit. It's the shepherds who are summoned to see the swaddling clothes, and it's the disciples who come to see the grave. Celebrate our faith, we have to make these journeys and all the journeys in between, which are symbolized in the cloths of which the Gospels speak. We have to go to one another and to share one another's lives. We have to understand the mystery of birth and where it is that God has put the gift of life into which each one of us is summoned by his sovereign will. We have to be concerned with the care of the young. We have to remember the words of the Lord. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was hungry and thirsty and you fed me. We have to go to the mystery of suffering, which we meditated on yesterday in the life of Stephen and his death. I was sick and you visited me. I was imprisoned and you came to me. last, after the imprisonment, the capturing of Jesus, who was bound and taken away, who was stripped of his clothes and dressed as a joke king. At last we have to go to the cross, and like Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, we have to accompany the dead to the tomb. But this journey that we remember today of the beloved disciple Simon Peter is not a duty but a gift. Mary of Magdala came running, and the other disciples set out with Peter and ran together to the tomb. Of course he comes first. The beloved disciple runs faster than Peter. We don't know the name of this beloved disciple. It is a wonderful thing we don't. He's concealed himself. He only appears at the Last Supper in the fourth gospel. There's no reference to him at all in the ministry of Jesus. We hear about John the Apostle, the brother of James, quite a few times in the Gospel. But unless the author has changed his name in chapter 13, we can hardly identify the beloved disciple with him. And so he is there, closer to Jesus than anyone at the Last Supper, reclining beside him, close enough to whisper to him to find out who the traitor is. Closer than Peter, who has to sign to him to ask. He's closer as Jesus is arrested and taken, and he follows Jesus as a right into the palace of the high priest, where Peter is left outside and only invited in at his behest. And when Peter is in the boat after the resurrection, it will be the beloved disciple, although they all hear the man calling to them from the beach, who says, "It is the Lord." And only then does Peter swim for the shore. The beloved disciple is the one who stood at the foot of the cross and who received the mother of Jesus into his care, and so became brother of Christ, the first heir of the church itself. And so he reaches the tomb first, and he bends down and looks in, does not enter. He's still not the head of the church, he's still not the leader of the apostles. It's Peter's task to enter first into the Holy Sepulchre. But although Peter sees the linen cloths on the ground, and the cloth that had been over his head rolled up and laid aside in another place, it's the beloved disciple on entering, sees and believes. Because he has been closer at every stage. He has seen with his own eyes what existed since the beginning. He has heard with his ears. He has watched and touched with his hands the word who lives life. And we who follow the incarnation in this Eucharist must be as attentive and as powerful as that. We saw it, we are giving our testimony. We tell you of the eternal life which was with the Father and has been made visible to us. We tell you this to make our own joy complete. so that we can be attentive to your life and work. And may come to you and share what we have with you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hallelujah.